According to the report, preventing an eviction and debt epidemic, 700,000 Californians have so much rent debt that they cannot move forward or are facing eviction. It also finds that the state law meant to protect tenants from eviction during the pandemic has loopholes in it and requirements that make it hard to receive the protections they need. One requirement is that landlords must participate for tenants to receive rent relief. They're calling for the state to end this requirement. Jaylen Bailey, a tenant from Pasadena, California, says that shortly after her roommate was diagnosed with kidney failure in May 2020, they received an eviction notice from their landlord, who then initiated a pattern of harassment to get them out.
We asked for understanding at the beginning of the pandemic. We got none. Our landlord immediately hired a lawyer after we made partial payment in April of 2020. And since then, we've had our lives threatened. We've had several forced entry attempts. We've had a private investigator who's been hired to sit on our house, who bills himself as a trained killer and ex-mercenary on his own website. The harassment and intimidation and threat of assault has been very real for us.
Bailey says although she applied for rent relief under SB 91, she has not received any. According to Bar High, the Bay Area Health Inequities Initiative, less than 0.5% of federal rent relief funding has been paid to households. On average, households owe $4,000 in rent, or $3.2 billion total. The report also says the pandemic has pushed Black, Latinx, and Asian Pacific Islander communities into unhealthy housing situations, which contributes to a 20% higher COVID-19 death rate on average. Tenants seeking rent relief can face technology challenges, language barriers, and some have reported fear of harassment or retaliation of immigration enforcement. This threat of being unhoused takes a toll, says Melissa Jones, director of Bar High.
These are being able to sleep a good night's sleep and get to work, children having stability to help them through school, people being able to afford food, medicine, rent, and getting to doctor's appointments. When Californians have this in place, it helps us all move forward together.
That's why they're demanding reforms to the state's rental relief system. She's also calling for the state's rent moratorium to be extended until the economy fully recovers. The report surveyed 177 housing workers and found that landlords continue to evict tenants even with the moratorium in place. Jones says that almost all respondents reported eviction threats, half reported actual evictions, and some had become unhoused. The state has a month to extend the moratorium as Gavin Newsom's budget is due on June 15th. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.